What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewing New Podcast. Let me know we sound loud and clear on all our social medias, which is a Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube Live.
I'm here too.
Unfortunately, this only thing is back. He's back with us once again. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, share this episode. It's going to be a good one. We're deep diving into something different. Gentleman that we have on the podcast today, Well, you know what? Let's not even bring that story up. Let him tell his story before we say anything. So let's just start the show. You ready?
That's good.
Let's go.
Live from the historical Villa Cortez and straight up Gray Skull Studio. Welcome to the podcast where the mics stay hot and the stories stay real. Broadcasting from the RGB and across the globe. We're sitting down with wrestler creators and underground talent making noise their way. This is the Chew and Who Podcast. Let's get into it.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chew and Who Podcast. I am here with my buddy Chew once again. Balde and myself, Mark, we are here for episode, I believe it's 282. Wow. 282, man. Slowly climbing the ladder. Gained that 300, man.
What are we going to do when we hit 300?
Dude? I don't know.
Someone's going to get Sparta kicked into a pit.
That's all I this know. Is Chew and Who. We'll think of something. That'll be Chew in the pit. But anyways, guys, on today's episode, we have a great guest with us. He's been on the podcast. I think he's going to be number 5. There's a lot of 5s this season, man. We have a lot of 5s that are coming in this season.
He just keeps taking the invites.
Dude. I know, right? He just keeps answering the phone. But ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the podcast, let us welcome AKA James Blackheart, Mr. Steve J.
Badio.
Blackheart's easier, you know. You can always stick to Blackheart. Yeah, I hear you, man.
Hey, welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. What's good?
Yeah, thanks for having me, brother.
It's been a minute. Last time we had you, I think the last time we chatted was with the trio. Trio was here, and we had a chit chat, man. After the whole interview, I didn't realize who the person on the video was from across where he was over in station somewhere.
David James. Yeah.
I didn't know who DJ. I'm like, holy shit, that's DJ. I shouldn't remember the damn voice for the first time I interviewed him back in the old studio.
Yeah. So the whole time I thought you knew. I was like, oh, come on.
I did. Until later on, I wrote back to listen. I like listening to the podcast.
Okay, from now on, everyone's going to have to say where they're from.
Literally, and when I heard his voice, I'm like, wait a minute, I've heard this voice before. So I go to episode, I think it was episode 7 or 8.
We spoke to him previously.
And I go, holy crap, this is him. I'm like, oh.
I still have that photo, too. The 5 of us, over there in the other hallway.
Yeah. You got to bring that bad boy, hang that sucker up. I think that's what we're going to start doing, trying to get all our guests' previous pictures and start put him on the wall one by one, all the previous guests.
Oh, but collage.
Get on it. But we have you on the pod, bro. I know it's been a minute since we had you the last time that was here. A lot has changed.
Oh, yeah.
A lot has changed the past. Let's start. First of all, let's reintroduce you to the podcast and our fans here. So start from the beginning. Tell them where you are, where you're from, and where you grew up. Let's go.
So, my name is Stephen James Badio. I'm originally from Alamo, Texas. Somehow, throughout my life, I managed to go one end of the world to the other and then find wrestling in the process, or get back in touch with wrestling and become a wrestler in the process.
Right.
And that's led me to being on the Chew and Who podcast for the fifth time!
Sorry, man.
Yeah. Whoa, what a journey.
I take it as a compliment.
No, it's always a great time and pleasure to be here. So,
So the time has passed for a while, man. I know the last time I talked, you were wrestling for a different promotion and jumping from promotion to promotion, doing your thing. Then all of a sudden, take us to that story, man. What's going on? How did we get here? Everybody's been asking, hey, have you heard about James? Have you heard about what's going on his neck of the woods? Where is he? He's missing. He's dropped off the face of the earth. What's going on, man? Talk to us.
The reason for getting off the socials was not the same as leaving wrestling.
Okay.
But I left wrestling. I mean, there's a number of reasons, mm-hmm. but ultimately, I just felt a disconnect.
Okay.
You know, just there was a disconnect happening, and at least locally. Okay. And then with what I was more focused on, you know, trying to keep climbing that mountain and go to bigger places, bigger venues, bigger promotions.
Right.
That requires a lot more resources. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you kind of learn along the way, along the process. And I had to make the decision to gather those resources.
Right.
And I decided, well, I'll just work the local. And okay. then so I was going to work the local. Mm-hmm. And I just wasn't feeling it, not vibing.
Okay.
And I said it too the last time, guys, right. that I was here on the podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're showing up on Sunday or Friday, Saturday, whatever it is, you know, to your local venue and you're doing the show, and if that's all you want, if that's all you're gonna do, might as well just go home because you're already there. So I went home. You know, gotcha. What am I doing?
Do you feel like maybe it was more like a reset or something? You just have to step back and say, hey, let me recalculate what I'm doing in my life or what?
Man, it was that. And I'll tell you, because it was a very impulsive decision to
Hey, some of us have those impulses.
Not that it was impulsive, but it was a string of things, and then it was like that little straw that broke the camel's back.
Oh, okay.
Type of deal. All
right.
And so I decided, you know what? I'm out. And I initially thought, I'm out for good. And after a couple days, I chilled out. I was like, okay, well, you know what? Maybe just a couple months, maybe 6 months, 7 months. But now, I mean, there's things I'm working on now. I have mm-hmm. ideas. I have plans. Mm-hmm. And so each kind of day that passes now, the return to wrestling just kind of becomes less and less and less a priority.
Okay.
So I don't really know where I'm at with that.
And the weird thing is what you say while you're saying that, it, I mean, not to compare, because I mean, I could never compare myself to being a wrestler or being anything else. And like always, the first person that kicks in Martin Gorma saying, well, James Blackheart.
You know what?
Never fails, man.
I'm glad to hear from Martin, because one of the last matches I had, probably the last time that I worked for Fortuna Texas Wrestling, mm-hmm. I got to work Martin in the match. And, he passed. With me flying colors, he did a great job.
There you go.
He left me a little bumps and bruises, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And a great guy, man. Good job, Martin.
Any receipts that we need to know about this?
Not for him. I got a couple receipts that if I ever come back, I would like to dish out. But he's good. He's good.
So you're in the clear, Martin. It's okay. You can turn off the show now. But yeah, going back to that, what I'll try to say is like, I can't compare myself to a wrestler, but as far as like something like a career that, you know, you love it, you thrive for it.
Yeah.
And when you thrive for it so much, when you first start, it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun. You have fun with it. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden it feels like a job afterwards. You're having the fun, but now it's like,
well,
you have to do it now.
It is a job. And it is a career, right? And I mean, I don't know about up north, but I think for a lot, like the majority of wrestlers, I was talking about those resources,
mm-hmm.
that's like part of the business of wrestling. And those things you often don't get taught, and you have to learn it as it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So learning and the brand new like feeling of wrestling and being a wrestler and going out and doing your thing, it feels like a sport. Like you're going out Friday night football, doing your best, you know, for the crowd, whoever. And it feels like a sport. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's a business, and it's all about that cash money.
Right. I gotcha. I understand.
So you're not really burned out on it. You just kind of sort of need to step away from it to.
I mean,
it's too business.
I did feel burned out. And I don't mean that it was too much of a business for me, but what I'm saying is, like those resources and everything that I was talking about,
mm-hmm.
you got to take the time to learn the business, to have the adequate resources to do what you got to do to keep climbing that mountain,
to keep
being relevant, to keep going to more relevant places. And that's very challenging, I feel. Yeah. Is the most challenging part.
And Martin already commented, finally, some respect. Okay, Martin, don't push the button, Martin, please.
Maybe one receipt.
You brought that on yourself, Martin.
Here we go.
But yeah, so you're doing it. It's, I guess you could say it's like a revamp for yourself. Something that, you know, hey, let's step back. Let me look back on everything that I've done. And is there a certain change you want to do? I mean, we don't expect you to come back next week. We don't expect you 2 months down. Is it something like, you know what? I just need time off to gather what I've done and how to just like Marty says right here. He needs a reset. Pretty much. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I would like to have that frame of mind. And I do. I do have it. I just can't confidently say like, hey, well, after this amount of time, you know, I'll feel like I want to get back. Or I can't say like, after this amount of time, I plan to wrestle again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I've developed like plans for myself and things I want to do.
Right.
And it's like,
I
just can't say when or if. Right. I mean, I'm sure one day I would like to at least have a retirement match or to say this is my last match for whoever cares.
Right, exactly.
But at the moment, I just can't say, like, I need this much time or I need or anything like that.
No, yeah. I hear you. I do hear what you're trying to say, man. And, yeah, sometimes it's stuff that you love to do. You just need to step back and just, you know, you need a reset.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I've told a lot of young musicians that come in and go, hey, it's great. You want to be a musician? That's awesome, man. That's your career. That's you want it. That's number one. But then you hear my parents in the background, have a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to have a backup plan. And I think for right now, for what I've been hearing so far from what Steven has been saying, is like he needs that backup plan. Because I'm not going to say you can't, because you probably still can, but you're running in your 50s already. You're running in your 55, your 60. Hey, you need that backup plan.
Yeah, I mean,
he's right. You need to be a tax attorney.
Yeah, I gotta.
You need to file taxes. You need to deliver newspapers, something.
No, I mean, it's and as far as that, because that's not a different venture. Because I do have a plan, like, because I need to work towards a retirement, right? Mm-hmm. But like and that's kind of like on this road,
right?
But I'm working on other things still for entertainment. And still for outside of what I would call real people work.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to identify.
Yeah. Because I have like that route of like legitimate like clock in and clock out.
Right.
But I do have more, you know, side ventures to pursue.
Exactly.
Outside of wrestling. Mm-hmm. That hopefully if everything goes well, you know, I can just combine wrestling with all that.
Yeah,
and then that would be the opportunity, like the scenario where I feel like that would be the time,
right,
to go back.
Yeah,
it's just hard to put a timeline on it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think that's everybody's dream to have everything all in one shot.
Yeah, man,
all in one plate. You know, one big serving. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If I could go back to, man, even just 2 or 3 years ago, and just tell my, because I refuse to take like time off at points, because you don't stop wrestling. Once you stop wrestling, you're not important, you're not relevant, you're out of the game, like blah 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 blah. And that's thinking of the mindset of always climbing the mountain, climbing the mountain, climbing the mountain. But looking at it from the business standpoint, now that I now look at it, it's okay to take those breaks. And people told me it's okay to take the time off. It's okay to do what you got to do.
Right.
But you know, in your brain, you're like, no, I got to keep going. So if anyone out there is listening, take that break. It's okay. Do what you got to do, man. Yeah, come back better.
Yeah, it's like Marty said, it's literally a hard reset.
Yeah.
That's the way you look at it.
Yeah, because nothing's worse than burning out on the thing that you love. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. And people are probably looking, I know people that know me right now, go, well, yeah, look at you, man. Take the reset. I can, man. I love podcasting.
Walk away. Just, God, walk away.
So as far as now that you have more time in your hands that you're doing right now, do you see a different perspective of it now as far as like looking from the outside in now?
Certain things I know, some of it good, some of it bad. Like now that I'm looking at it from the business standpoint, I can see where former disagreements that, not disagreements, but I just didn't agree with the way things would be done. And now it's like, okay, I understand because you got to do that thing. And then in other aspects, the direction that that professional wrestling is taking as a whole, as an entire entertainment business, I'm kind of not digging it. And this is where, like, the old school part of me kicks in, is because I'm under the impression, or at least I get the impression, that the popular mainstream wrestling is not about the storytelling anymore. It's just athleticism and go do some flips and jump around and get some air, cut a shitty promo and go to the back. And that's what people want to see now.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? And it's like,
it's more of a spectacle now than
actually. Yeah, it's, you know, we're not getting the that Brian Pillman and Steve Austin storytelling where he brings out the pistol and then, what just happened? You know what I mean? There's no more of that. I'm not telling people to bust out, you know, firearms on the show, but the storytelling, the drama, everything.
Yeah, I got
there's you. That's just not there anymore. Right. And so the direction that the business as a whole has taken is much more, I think, athleticism-based than anything else. And not that, I mean, some of these guys are really good, the younger cats.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've trained my body to be the way I am presently, a lot of that stuff is hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that I wouldn't like to do that. It's just harder for me. I'll admit that.
You're more of a brawler.
Yeah.
I've seen you in the ring. You're more of like, you know, all had this go bar brawl. It's all out the old style.
So not to like peel back, you know, the curtain and tell everyone the way the matches work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, man, I hate going to the back and to, you know, you're trying to put your match together and you're trying to remember like 20 different, you know,
maneuvers.
We know the maneuvers, but it's like the orders, like the planning the smallest details of the match.
Right.
And then putting like the whole spot together. And so you're memorizing the entire match rather than going out there and feeling it, listening to the crowd, a little bit more old school.
I got you.
Where, you know, figure out how to get to the next thing.
Right.
Because I hate remembering all that shit. And to me, it doesn't make it believable because you're not worried about the crowd's reaction. You're worried about not forgetting.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's just like, ugh.
I got you. So, you know, and I've always play with the thought, you know, that a lot of the promotions that are down here, they're great, man. I love going out there and watching it. Now you got some promotions showing it YouTube live or live on Facebook where you can go and watch the shows, and they're fun to watch. But the trend to me, and this is just an idea, I mean, there's during the week or before you're all done doing the ring, everything out there, cut promos before each match.
Yeah,
toss them out there in that big I'm just throwing it out there. New Breed, they have this big screen in the back. Before a match starts, they should have like a pre-interview before they come out.
You know? Brother, I barked up that tree, man. they'll tell you that I haven't, but I've definitely brought that up.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like, okay, well, like I would cut my promos, and one time I was able to get my promo up there because it was an unadvertised match. We had to change the mm-hmm. card last minute.
Uh-huh.
So prior to the show, I cut the promo. And hats off to the Landmark crew, because they were like scrambling, connecting this wire to that monitor and doing this and doing that just to get that promo on the screen at the beginning of the show.
Right.
You know, I got you. And maybe that's why they don't do it, right?
Yeah, and I got Beefy Boy Bro saying old school NWA style. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's basically it. I mean, something like that. Even, I mean, you don't have to be like at the moment before the match. I mean, it could be pre-recorded where it could just be uploaded up there and then they walk in.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's something.
But it would be a story set up for the entire season.
I can tell you right now that the promoters do harp on the talent to cut those promos, get them turned in. Not so that they're gonna put them on show day on the screen, but at least so they can get out there into the algorithms of the social media.
Yeah.
I would like to see them at the show on the screen. You know, you have your 3-minute promo prior to the match, so mm-hmm. the fans know like, oh, it's gonna be the ladder match next. It's gonna be this match next.
Right, right.
But for the a first time fan, will see the the promos and everything, and be like, oh, this is why they're fighting. This is why these guys don't
exactly.
like each other.
No, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Danny's finally channeled in right now. Says James indeed has. It's just hard for timing. It's all live streaming delays. Yeah. I totally agree with you, Danny. It is kind of tough. You know, especially like
I disagree with you, Danny.
Did you hear that?
Stuff could happen if you really wanted to, Danny. Okay,
Danny, I'll give you his address, and you can knock the shit out of him again.
Well, my question is like, I mean, is this because of what management wants? Is this what the audience wants? What's funny? What's making the shift towards this more spectacle based?
I can understand what Danny's saying as far as the timing, the lag, and all that. Yeah, I totally understand that.
Mm-hmm. Disagree?
I agree with Danny.
He probably explained that to me before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, honestly, he probably did, and I just may not remember.
Yeah, you know, and I understand that, but the way James explains it, and I told him, I hear what you're saying, Danny. Even if you had someone of a movie video editor, pointing here, send those and take off the live stream, reboot it, and put those little intros before every match. That way the fan who's watching knows what's going on. Why are these fights banning? What's the big beef between these guys? That little history in between. But I can understand the live, because even in live events, if you watch a live event, WWE or even WCW, even be way back in the day.
They've got the grace to cut to commercial if anything happens.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Yeah,
that's true.
So you would look at that. Everything's pre-recorded. Yeah. Even when you're there live, you don't even see that in the teleprompter. Mm-hmm. They just go. But if you're watching at home, you're going to see why there's a big beef going on between these two characters in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on. So I totally understand that.
I enjoy those. Oh, remember what happened last week? You know.
Exactly.
Last week on Raw.
Exactly. And I totally understand. And here goes, Danny Atz saying again, it goes, it's just the delay. The setup isn't directly on the screen, but taken from the different laptop. Dude, I understand total technology. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Especially the guests don't know what the hell are going on. You're like sweating bullets. We cannot lose the focus of the guests. The fans that are there, I totally understand.
I don't really disagree with you, Danny. I'm just being contrary.
Now he's playing it. You don't go to his house and beat the shit out of him, Danny.
You don't really care about me, Danny.
And we got questions coming up left and right. It says NWA has their promos desk right next to the ring, so after the match, they can do a cut a promo. Well, yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, I don't get me wrong. There's some of the matches that I've gone and watched, and they do cut promos afterwards, or mm-hmm. they walk to the top of the stage and they say something. Yeah. You know, I've seen that in live, and it's awesome.
So there's some promotions, and they post it on whatever streaming service they'll use, whether it's like Twitch or I can't even. There's another popular one, and I'm really not remembering.
One of those internet things.
What they'll do is they'll do the match, and as the talent makes their way to the backstage area, when they go through the walkway to the back, they'll get to a promo station.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy with a camera, and they will not let you pass until you cut your post-match promo.
I got you.
No questions, no nothing. You just had your match. Tell us what's in your head.
Right.
And you cut that promo. And if it's, most of the time they'll just do the one take. If it's good, they'll post it. If not, good luck. Exactly. Better luck next time.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But they do have that, you know, routine. Yeah. Do your match, go to the back, you cut your promo.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah. I mean, there's so many ideas you can play with, bro. You know, and so many, it's really up to, you know, how it's going to get done, who's going to do it, and can we do it on time to where it's going to fit in the show. Mm-hmm. And go, come on, you cannot compete with these huge promotions that have all this monitors running at 100 miles per hour.
You're never going to compete with a big company, no,
you're
for
not.
Sure.
You know, you know, you work, I mean, with what you
carve out
got.
Your own little niche, but you could do your own thing, but again, mm-hmm. like Danny said, you're kind of limited.
Honestly, for something like that to happen with the pre or post match promos,
right?
As far as being on screen during the show,
mm-hmm.
I think it would have to come, like, it would be more likely, more mm-hmm. feasible if it happened at CNET or at Citrus.
Right, right.
Just
right.
because the production setup is probably a little bit more, like, easier to work with.
Yeah, the acoustics in there are just amazing. Ooh. They're amazing. Yeah. Especially those chops, man. Jesus Christ, those suckers echo.
Yeah.
No kidding, man. So now, it's been a while since you've been in the ring. How long are we talking already, more or less?
Actually, it feels a lot longer than it's been. My last match ended up being the contract for the Devil ladder match for Combat Cult Wrestling. And that match was January, like the second week of January,
mm-hmm.
I want to say, first or second week.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever that was.
All right.
No, January 3rd. Cause it was,
oh, January 3rd.
Because I wrestled Carlito for Citrus on the 2nd,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it was the 4th. I think the 2nd was on a Friday, the 4th was on a Sunday, whatever days that was, but that was when it was.
That's badass, dude. I got Jose Martin saying, yo, Blackheart.
What's up, big dog?
Yeah, but yeah, man, it's crazy, bro. Because I mean, now that you're right now, I'm not say completely gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, but have you gone to any?
Nah.
Just to go watch, or have you watched any online to say, oh man?
I watched my last match,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't watched anything else. I've watched a little bit of whatever is on TV, but I'm really not enjoying it. So I'm not in the loop.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah, no.
Well, you've also disconnected your social media. So
yeah. Well, I disconnected Instagram because the reset from wrestling. Because that's all I see is wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Facebook was different. I'm not going to get too into it because it's like sensitive. But there's just so much negativity in the world.
Yeah.
And anytime I get on, that's all I see.
I think that's been happening a lot, bro.
and ultimately, I feel like everyone is just mad at the wrong people. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I want to get into it, but
right,
but us as a, you know, a human race, like that should be, I feel, the only race that really matters. You know, us as humans, and mm-hmm. and there's evil out there. It is what it is. And I feel like we're just putting the frustration and all the negativity that we feel towards, you know, back, pointing fingers to the wrong people instead of to, you know, the people who are actually pulling the strings.
Right.
So I just got off of that.
It's been, I know a couple of people that it has really, really.
Yeah,
it takes effect. It's an emotional effect, and I don't want to dive into it because it can go real quick.
Because I think all of us are affected by something one way or another.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And you know, it's tearing friendships apart, families apart, relationships, everything, and it's just I just felt I didn't need that.
Right.
You know. So,
right. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I got Fernando, our last week guest, popping in saying saludos. Hey, man. I hope you like those trailers with those wrestlers driving that bus. Amazing, by the way. Great story. Great story. But we're going to get... I got to have to give you a call later down the line because we need to talk. But
Bros, still have so many questions.
A lot of questions. The mask and the cape. Yeah. I want to know what the hell that
happened. Why not a cape?
Why not a cape? But I got BB Bro saying, good artists borrow, great artists steal. Pablo Picasso steal all the great ideas from the major promotions. I got Chris Austin jumping on here. Said, brother, he goes, You shit on the URTVG all season, and all the negativity is there's black card. Okay, sure. Why not?
Talking about football.
Jose Martinez, real quick thoughts on the what? Montauk Project? I don't know. I don't know about that. That's an inside thing. I don't know.
Oh, what's that say, Casey?
Yeah, I'll put it back up there for you.
Montauk Project.
Montauk Project.
Awesome.
Interesting.
Get up. Well, fuck, you can't DM me. but I don't know. If you ever see me, man, bring it up, and I'm sure I might know something more about it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Shit's going on in New York.
I don't know. I don't want to get involved with that stuff, man. I'm just trying to keep a healthy little podcast running so people can know people. All right.
No. Let's shoot ourselves in the foot. This is the opportunity.
You already have only one foot left, so why are we going to shoot the other?
It is going really well, dude. Look at the success I've achieved.
You're such an idiot. Okay. On that note, let's thank our sponsors. Hold on right there, James. We'll be back with you in a few minutes. Big shout out to our sponsors, man. Jesus Christ. What a transition. How to transition to that? I really don't know how you did it, buddy, but you did it.
I always do. I always manage.
Big shout out to Casas de Reyes, building your dreams without breaking the bank, looking to build a new home. Casas de Reyes are the ones you need to trench with residential home construction, guys. They'll build you a new home while keeping your pocketbook in mind. They believe homes shouldn't come with financial stress. Honest work, fair pricing, solid results. Give them a call at 956-376-8372. Casas de Reyes, where quality meets affordability.
Have you seen some of the houses that they build?
Bro, one of our buddies had one built by them, bro.
They're like mansions, dude. I've
been to BB Boy Bro's house, Joe.
Ew.
I know, right? No, yeah. That's my name. I'm saying Joe, not.
Oh, Joe. Joe. Okay, yeah.
But
yeah.
I've been to his house. It was actually constructed by them.
It was one of their constructions.
It is a very, very well crafted house. It's amazing. It's very amazing.
And he's broke as a joke, dude.
Let's not go that way. Anyways, guys, also another great sponsor, One Name, Two Strings. When it's time to transform your space, your home, your business, or your future, there's only one name you can trust. That's Anotis Construction. Give them a call at 956-363-7195 from renovation, remodel, commercial, residential projects. Anotis Construction brings you vision, craftsmanship, and also, I did lose my way. Where the heck? I jumped too far.
Yes, you did.
Turning their ideal space into something proud to walk in every day. But not just when the job demands strength and precision. A foundation is what you need to last. That's when you give these guys a call. Same company, man. Same company. I'm talking about Anotis Concrete and Solutions. Build durability, reliability, and results. These guys throw down the slab foundation for commercial, residential, concrete work, bro. These guys are great. Remember these guys, man. One company, two division, two emotions. Anotis Construction, where ideas become reality. And Anotis Construction Concrete Solutions, where strength builds from the ground up. Build right, build strong, build Anota, man. Those are great sponsors, man. Last but not least, our good friend, Freddie Honda, Ink Safe Tattoo Parlor up in Edinburgh, Texas. Guys, you're looking to get some ink done on you, like this guy did right here.
This arm.
This arm. That's a custom tat. Real good job, man. The ink work, the color has stayed on for, I think I got it done already like 5 months ago.
It's been 5 months.
Five months, and that ink is still thriving, bro. Thank you so much.
It's still popping.
Freddie, you're awesome. Not only that, he does hold a Bible study on Wednesday nights, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Wednesday nights or Thursday nights, I'm not really sure. Also, big news, tune in at the end of March. I will be on the Ink Safe podcast talking about...
Actually, what a heathen you are.
No, maybe. No, actually talking about diverse children with autism.
Okay.
We'll be talking about that, so you might want to tune in for that conversation. Look them up and let them know Chewy New sent you when you head out there. So we are back here with Stephen, man. Stephen, James, whatever one works.
Just go Blackheart.
Let's just say Blackheart. Yeah. Blackheart.
Come on.
Blackheart. Let's just leave it as simple as
that. Yeah, why not?
But, a lot of stuff has been happening. I know you say that you're not really watching. You're watching regular wrestling on TV right now or anything like that at the moment with the whole AJ Styles thing that's happening now?
I have no idea what's happening with AJ Styles.
Well, supposedly now he is actually going to be one of the first, like, I think he's one of the first inductees to the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Undertaker came into the ring and actually said, "Hey, we're putting you in." So he got inducted to the Hall of Fame of wrestling now. So I don't know,
for this year.
For this year. Oh, yeah. He's at this sweet. Year's batch. Okay. So yeah, the way my buddy says, the 77s, I guess you could say that. Who's your favorite wrestler, man? I mean, we never really touched base on. I know you say most of the time it's the Steve Austin era, Attitude era.
Well,
but which is one that you really say you're kind of walking the walk in that direction? What would you say, bro? Back when you first started wrestling.
I think as a performer. I think one of the favorite wrestlers who has the most impact on the way I do things is Triple H.
Really?
Yeah. Very simple offense, you know what I mean? But what I take the most from him is he sells like crazy for everybody, man. And I think a lot of people don't actually like catch that.
Mm-hmm.
But going back and watching a lot of his stuff, he does sell for his like opponents like,
mm-hmm.
like he gets them over to the point so that when he does his heel shit at the end,
mm-hmm.
you really felt like, oh, he's getting his fucking ass beat. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I look forward to and somebody whooping his ass.
So then he's like, damn, he's getting his ass beat. And, you know, it's visible. You see it. You believe it. And then, of course, at the end, DX or whoever, Evolution, whatever the scenario was, he gets the cheap win. And so I think just overall, look, physique, wrestling style, selling, probably I take most of my influence from him.
There you go. Yeah. And I got the questions coming in tonight, man. They're hot tonight. I got one from Danny saying, who's his favorite opponent?
Oh, shit.
Wink, wink, Danny. Wink, wink.
Or we can go, who's your least favorite?
You always do that, dude. What? Don't get him off the hook, bro.
What? Trying to make it easy here.
Oh, man. My favorite opponent, I've the people that I find the most fun to work with, and he's asking me because he knows he's one of them.
No, you see...
Well, Danny's been in the game for a long time, so he's one of those guys that.
Yeah.
I'm like the last time that him and I worked, which was for Will Promotions about a year and a half ago. It's been a while. We went in there and didn't like plan anything. Nothing, you know, we didn't know who was a good guy, who was a bad guy. Just go out there and do it.
Beat the crap out of each other.
And it was really fun, and it worked, and the people loved it.
Right.
So. Anyone I can do that with is a really someone I'd like to work with. So Danny Chance, I've only got to work with him a couple times, and that Alvaro Riojas.
Okay, all right.
But in like a match that I really feel like, damn, that was just so much fun. The Australian dude that Danny brought down, the Australian hero. I can't remember his. I'm sorry. I can't remember his name.
Danny, you're out there. Throw out that name for us.
Chris Morrow. Chris Morrow, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Him and I could have wrestled for Fortuna the same night.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I finished that match, I drove to the Landmark.
Holy crap.
And then him and I were going to wrestle in the main. And I had just gotten there, and I was like, well, I do this move, and I do that move. And he's like, well, I do this, and I do that. He's like, in the beginning, what if we did something like this? I said, perfect.
Right.
That's all we talked about.
That's what he said. He goes, we didn't plan shit. It takes more and more booking with Will.
Yeah. Because those are the best matches, though, man. Those are the best. That's the best shit to do.
Yeah. He's asking another one, too. Who's your least...
Man,
let me whoop out there. Everyone that has a receipt, they're like,
like my least favorite. I worked him a long time ago. I can't remember his name either, but he would hurt you on this shit that wasn't even like you would give me a shoulder tackle. Oops.
My mic, man.
But it wasn't the impact that would hurt me. It's because he would hit you and he would slap the shit out your back.
Oh.
And he had these big old hands and that stung. And then he had long dreads. So he would move and do shit and his dreads would like just smack you somewhere. Oh. And it's like a whip. So just working him was just very frustrating. So that, if I could think back, and I wrestled him in a pre-show in Addison, Texas. I probably don't remember his name because that was in the pre-show, and later on in that night, I got to work Big Con, formerly Connor from NXT, the tag team, the Ascension. WWE. So, and then in TNA, now he's Big Con. So in the Independence, he was Big Con.
Right.
So later on that night, I got to get in a singles match with him. He kicked my ass.
it was an awesome match. But it was awesome.
it was an opportunity and a learning experience because I was only like 2 years in at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool.
I think those are the best ones. I mean, when you go into this the field of wrestling and you're still a little green going in, you get these big time guys that've been out there for a while, and then you learn from them. Yeah. You learn the role.
Our match was about 3 minutes, but we spent almost an hour in the ring just working together and learning. He was teaching me things and just getting to work and have fun and
right
and just. So it was a good time. And we're actually, we're cool. We're friends. He, nice enough. And I guess I made an impression enough that he actually gave me his information. And I could reach out to him if I ever had questions or needed help with anything.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. That's pretty cool.
So every now and then I get to, keep in tabs with him. Any advice or any, can you watch this clip for me and tell me what you think type of a thing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Those, making those surprise connections, those are those are always the best.
Yeah,
that's awesome, bro. So I mean, consider the fact now that you've had a good amount of years under your belt now. Mm-hmm. In the
5 years,
5 years wrestling already. Yeah. And have you? I mean, who if down the line, or we're talking further down after this? I like to call the what's it called, the limbo area that we're at right now.
Yeah.
The limbo area. When you're finally out of the grid, you got things situated. Who would be your hurrah match or your final match with, if possible, given that chance?
Oh, man. So I'm not going to answer that one. I didn't think you would ask that, but that's the one. Because if that does happen... Because I do have someone in mind, and if that does happen,
well, then keep that in wraps.
Yeah, that's the chances of it happening. I think are slimmer than anything else, but because it's a very personal thing, I would like to hold off until I know more about that.
All right, cool. Yeah, very cool. I got Danny saying Blackheart versus Raymond's. Did wonders and Blackheart versus was it Castañeros? Is that what you said? Castañeros.
Yeah,
was crazy over a 5x5 brewery.
Max and Danny Ramones. Yeah. The juicy one.
The juicy one. I like that.
And going back to like I was able to work with Danny Chan so well. He's my trainer. He probably knows me better than anyone else in the business, right?
Right.
So we got to not call shit, go out and have a great match. And working with Ramones was the same way because he was hand-in-hand a teacher of mine also.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing. I can, we put this whole idea together and then he'll be like, it'd be like just seconds before we go, he's like, you know what, brother? I don't think it's going to work. I think we should just go out there and feel it.
When you say feel it, what do you mean? I don't...
you know how it is. So, and then from there, like, I'll just listen and, you know, remember that thing, let's do it like this, and then blah, blah, blah. So we just figure it all out in the ring. And I think those have always been my best matches.
Yeah. I've watched some of the matches. I like the fact, because, I mean, if you really critique to the matches, if you really follow them to the, if you're there to watch the show, enjoy yourself, like, I'm one of those persons that sits in the front row and I'm watching how everything's working, how they, okay, this is what we're going here. Okay, we're going to do this. Hey, we're going to go over here. And you're like, damn, dude, that's like behind the scenes there. You're seeing this happening. Like,
well, that's it's two artists, you know, working together.
And it's crazy to see that. You're like, wow, man, at the drop of a dime, they're going back and forth, and they know what they want to do on the next move. That's freaking awesome, bro.
When it comes to calling spots, it is necessary sometimes, though, especially if you do, like, crazier moves, because that's not something you just want to spring on someone, you know, at the last second. Unless you have to, and then you say, hey, fuck it, just do it.
Right.
But if it's like a crazier bump, something that, you know, you could potentially get, the chances of getting hurt are higher for that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely something you didn't talk about before.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got DJ. Now I know you are DJ. He says, miss you, brother. Can't wait to share the ring with you again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to take the time to apologize, bro. I didn't realize who you were until I had to run it back and listen to that deep voice of yours when you talk like that. Sound like Barry White when you talk, bro. But so, I apologize for that, bro.
So for y'all who don't know, the last time I was on the podcast, me and DJ were teaming up, and JC was running with us on the local scene.
Yeah.
But, man, me and DJ were killing it up in NWA Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rodney Mack told us the plan for the following months. Things were going great, and just a little bit of bad luck. DJ got hurt on a very simple, like, in-ring thing.
Sometimes it happens, bro.
And it's just fate, I guess. You know, things happen for a reason. But, man, things were going super badass, and I think that was the beginning of the questions for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. And I got Danny put it on there. The 63 man up there. You want to see that there in the corner? Black card right there. The name of your trio right there.
Yeah,
but I mean, the stories you've brought us for the times when you're in the ring, and now go shifting gears to a different journey for the meanwhile before you shift back. Mm-hmm. It's something that, it's an adventure. It's an adventure that eventually you're going to be, you know, he goes, man, you know what? I think it's time to, you know, head back and let's give it all she's got in this one. The George Strait, Ride Off to the Sunset tour. I don't know.
Yo, that shit never ended. He's still riding off to the sunset, man.
What are you riding a donkey?
That's not George's fault.
That was.
I thought
that
was throwing money at
that him. Happened like 15 years ago or something.
I'm almost there.
Almost done. I'm almost out.
But yeah, going back to that, you know, it's if you could go back and talk to younger self, bro, when all this is happening, you're fresh. Green behind the ears, you're stepping into the ring first time. Okay. If you can go back in time and tell you something, what is it that you would whisper yourself into your own ear to take to heart? Mind you, black heart.
slow down, man. Be patient. I think just being more present and mindful in what you're doing will take you a long way. And I think, especially the wrestling business, when you're just getting started, it's so easy to get caught up in thinking about, you know, I need to get my gear ready, gotta be ready for the, you know, when I have my first match, I want it to go this way. And, you know, you start thinking about all those pre-match like anxieties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When like the best thing to do is just to slow down and enjoy the process and really appreciate and learn what you're doing. Because everything else will come, like it's gonna happen. But making the most out of that moment when it does, comes with preparation and being patient with yourself.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, very well said. Yeah. Very well said, man.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what any of us would do if we could talk to our younger selves? Like, don't be in such a rush to do that thing that you think you want to do.
Right.
Like, really step back and look at what you got around you, what's going on.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I totally understand. You know, if anything, you're going back and telling yourself, "Hey, bro, pump the brakes a little bit, slow down. You know,
mm-hmm.
enjoy life a little bit. You know, don't run in the fast lane, bro. Just enjoy life. You know, and you know, enjoy everything around you." Yes, I know. For you, unfortunately for you, Fernando, your enjoyed life was that bus trip, bro. It got a karaoke, the whole. Was it George saying, "You know what? I'm done. Who's driving the news?" Send the poor guy in the back who's tired the whole night, and you make him drive the bus, which, by the way, had no right to be driving the bus. It had no license. You are so damn lucky you didn't get pulled over. Jesus.
If you're in the audience, you want to know what the hell he's talking about, just watch the previous episode.
Very interesting episode last week, man.
Yes.
Interesting episode. But, Blackheart, man, I first of all, I know we're about 51 minutes into the podcast, man. It's been co-sailing with you, and we talked about this before we even started up. I got Jacinto saying here also, Rivera saying, "What's up, guys? Saludos to Blackheart.
Where have you been?
Where have you been?" By the way, Jacinto, those enchilada plates, fucking amazing, bro. Fucking
amazing. Dude, he won't shut up about the enchilada plates, dude.
Fucking amazing. Just amazing. But, I was saying beforehand, I mean, watching you through the process from the first time we had you on the podcast now, you know, and I've said this before with a lot of the other wrestlers that I've had them for, like Danny, mm-hmm. you know, and so far all the other guys that have come in, seeing them grow through the process, you're like, wow, man, it's crazy. 6 years have flown by,
dude,
so fast.
Yeah.
You know, and seeing you guys perform, I mean, man, I remember when these guys came in, man. They were just fresh into the school.
Yep.
And now they're just doing amazing things right now, man. Mm-hmm. That's freaking amazing. Danny, you did a good thing, buddy. You did a good thing. But, I mean, anything you would like to say to your fans, bro? You got 7 minutes to say something. Something for them. Because I'm pretty sure they're waiting. What's going to happen? What's going on?
Well, I mentioned earlier, the future is very uncertain for me. And if my last match happens to be Contract with the Devil ladder match, thank you for going. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for following me on the journey. If maybe I didn't climb as high as some expectations were, trust me, I had higher expectations. But no, thank you. I've had a lot of fun. And if I come back, I hope everyone is there. And if not, I hope everyone's enjoyed the work that I've done. But we just got to see what happens. We don't know anything. So for now, that's about all I've got for the fans. Just a lot of appreciation. Because
friends and family. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, man. Everyone, man. It's hard for me to think of everything and everyone on the like right now on the spot. But I know before every match, everything, it's a constant flow in my head, you know what I mean? Always thinking about this match and thinking about like I need to do such and such trainings so on this match I can do this type of, you know, perform this way and look this way and like just putting everything together for the 10, 15 minutes that we're out there, you know, it's all for the people. And by proxy, when they're happy, it all comes back to me.
There you go.
And I hope everyone is happy, like I said, with the work that I've done. I will say, I think when I found, from now, like, I left wrestling better than I found it, I would like to think, you know, given where we were and where we are. And if I was able to contribute and help with anyone along the way, I hope you take what I taught you and you teach someone else. Even the shit that people didn't want to listen to me about, I hope one day you figure that shit out and then teach it to someone else. But that's it. You know, I'm happy. I've accomplished a lot more than I even thought I could. I didn't even think I would be able to be a wrestler, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I had the talent or ability. So to say that I at least performed for Ring of Honor a couple times and I've got to meet some of the people I've met and make the connections that I've made. Mm-hmm. I've done more than what I thought I could.
There you go. Yeah.
And so for me, that's all right. I can deal with that. I can live with that.
Right.
There's more I'd like to do, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But there's too many uncertainties at the time. But I hope one day, when it's the right time, the right place, I'll come back, and I hope everyone who's watching, and everyone who's not watching, tell your friends, tell your family, I hope everyone goes, whenever that is.
There you go, man. Nice. Well said. And to finish off the last comment tonight, guys, leave it to the Rebel. Sean says, you'll be back.
The bug will always
bite you, bro.
Oh, man. And actually, I want to holler at Sean Jones because I've been thinking about, I mean, I'm always thinking about everything, right? But when I left the business, aside from the promoters and the talent up north, no one locally reached out to me. I ran into Kike and he talked to me, but Sean Jones is like maybe one of two guys that actually sent me a message.
There you go.
So okay. So big shout out to Sean Jones for being a real one.
And tune in next month. I believe the second week of next month we'll be having the Gun Gang will be here. So you might want to tune in for that. Oh, it's the Gun Gang, is it? No, not yet. That'll be until April.
Group is that exactly?
That's going to be through, I believe that's through Combat Cult. That's through that promotion. So
okay. It's Austin.
It's Austin. It's Sean Jones.
Oh, Sean is in there.
Yeah, Sean. Oh, okay. There's the gentleman. I keep forgetting the other person. Hey, Sean, please shoot it to me, man. I'm probably get my ass kicked right now. And Martin, it's Martin. No, I'm just joking, man. I'm just joking, Sean. Don't bust the door like you did last time, right? Mm-hmm. Or is it Toxico? I'm just playing with you, bro. I'm just playing with you.
He'll bust through that door like Kool-Aid right now.
Brother. But, yeah, man. First of all, I want to take the opportunity to say thank you, bro, for coming out once again. Have a little fun with us, bro.
It's such a treat to have you here, man.
Like I said, seeing you grow through the years from the first time you came in, then all the way through, even through almost every single studio we've had.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
You've been there, bro, and it's been awesome, bro. Downtown Phoenix. Thank you, Chris. I should have known. It was Felix. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. Felix, when you come, we have words to discuss, homie. We have words to discuss. We have a lot to talk about.
Just always remember, dude, he's stupid. I got to remind him of his name every goddamn day.
This is true. But like always, Blackheart, it's a treat having you on, bro. Every time you come in, it's always we kill Frank. Okay, all right, Chris.
Okay.
Wow. Anyways, this guy's gotten real wicked now.
Jesus Christ.
This is gonna be a great podcast.
Oh, I stirred the pot. Look at what you stirred up.
I mean, Chu still gets flashbacks from the dirty shot he got to the face with the confetti. Oh. But that's another story. Oh. Watch that episode.
Oh. I still feel it. Oh god.
But James, I mean, first of all, Steven, I want to say thank you, man, for bringing us so much stuff that you've had, you know, through the years. to share with us, man. It's never a dull moment with you here, because I mean, if there's anybody like an open book to read, you bring it all to the table and you say, hey, this is what's going on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro. And I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I appreciate that you bring in. Yes, yeah. Sean, I know next time I'm breaking down your door. Yeah, I know. That's why we have to reinforce it already. But
we're going to lose our deposit.
There goes the deposit. Oh, my God. Anyways, but once again, thank you so much, dude, for what you do. Yeah. And if it does come to the point where later on in the future, if there is that one last hurrah, I want you on this podcast before and after, just to get the emotional feeling of that. Because I know if it's anything, when you're finally saying, that's it, they're hung up.
Yeah.
You know, that I know for a fact that's an emotional moment.
Whether, I'll tell you this, man. Whether I'm going to come back and announce my return to the ring, or I come back just to say, hey, it's not happening, I'll come back and let you guys know.
There you go, man. You heard it first here, bro. You heard it. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much, guys. Like I said, once again, thank you for coming, man. We are an hour in, and we are cutting the show already, man, because we got this guy got nap time. I don't know, for some reason.
Yeah, man.
It's like 2 hours past my bedtime. You know? I'm dying.
I'm almost there, brother. Don't worry about it.
I feel it, man.
Anyways, ladies, once again, man, thank you. God bless, man. I hope everything goes bright in your future, brother. Bright in your future. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for the night. Chew, what did you think, brother?
It was another great show, man. And let me just say, like, from two fans, dude, like, thank you for everything that you've done, for all the great shows that you've given us.
For sure.
You know, I agree. Like, if you got one more show in you, if you got more shows in you, by all means, bring it. We'll show up. But if not, thank you so much, man. It was
thanks
a great
for
run.
The memories, bro. That's a big time memory.
Thank you guys, and thank wrestling. Thank you, Danny. Because I don't know. I never thought I would find a wrestling school. And then, I don't know, here we are.
There you go.
you had a great career either way, man. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you had a great run.
Yeah. Guys, that is our show for tonight, man. What a great episode, man. This was like a more what's the word I'm looking for? More...
It was a much closer... It was more intimate.
More intimate feeling podcast today, because I know...
I hated it, too. I regret coming in.
No, I mean, seriously, it's rare when we have podcasts like that where we actually get to the nitty-gritty and, you know, somebody needs to get something off their chest and want to explain what's going on, and you get that little emotional in there, like, damn, bro, you know, it's you hear it. You can hear it. When you have to let it out, you got to let it out. You know
because, I mean, we've had Blackheart on the show before, but, you know, we have James today.
Yeah,
you
know?
And it was a different feel, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you again for coming.
Yeah, man.
Of course, man.
Guys, that is our episode for tonight. Tune in next week, 7:30 p.m., when we have a special guest coming in from New Breed that started up all over again. Get ready. I will dish out that commercial soon enough.
Is Foquito again?
No. Oh, by the way, those shirts are selling like hotcakes. Guys, if you get a chance, that's the new name. Hashtag Armando El Foquito Rivera. Make sure you hashtag the crap
Cacahuate
out of that.
Cacahuate is gone.
Cacahuate has finally been wiped up and tossed to the trash, guys.
He's been. It's no longer a thing. It's El Foquito now.
Exactly. It's El Foquito. And one more last comment here from our Triple Boy brothers here. He goes, you get in a bar fight, what three wrestlers are you taking to the bar to settle the bill?
Dude, look at the time.
I'll let James answer that. You heard that, James?
Are we talking local?
Anybody,
anywhere, dude.
I'll bring up local guys because that's what we're doing, right? So local guys, I'm getting into a bar fight. I'm taking shit. I'll take Alvaro. Shadows in Austin.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, that's a good one.
I know they have they do MMA stuff, you know, here and there. So, you know, I'd rather have someone who knows a little bit of some.
There you go.
Yeah,
you heard them, guys. Tape up.
Yeah,
you're scrapping the neck.
And last one here goes. Yeah, Fernando. He's been baptized with Foquito. Yes, he has. He's been back up from the podcast.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in tonight. Tune in next week, 7:30 p.m. on same YouTube channel, same Facebook, my page, and the Tuning Podcast, and Twitch. Thank you so much. We will see you next week. Sign us off, buddy.
I've been
Chew. And I am Uhu. We will see you next week. Like always, guys, laters, gators. Peace out.
Night, everybody.